It's getting toward the end of the apple harvest here at Hill Brothers Orchard in Alpine Township, Michigan. Crates of picture-perfect apples are stacked and ready for shipping. They'll end up in markets and grocery stores all over the country. But the fate of small or blemished apples lies here. This is the cider-making operation. The apples are washed clean. Then they're mashed and pressed into a cloudy, brownish-colored juice. It's the type of cider most of us are familiar with, and it's the first step toward making alcoholic or hard cider. Dan Fagan is co-owner of Black & Fagan Cider Company.
Obviously, the better the fresh cider we start with, the better the alcoholic cider we end up with. Just like a wine grower will tell you, a lot depends on the grapes, and certainly, in our case, a lot depends on the apples.
There are several kinds of hard cider. They range from apple wines to bubbly French-style drinks, similar to champagne. But Dan Fagan makes something in between. It's kind of like a white wine, but with a bit of carbonation. His Goldfinch cider is clear, light gold in color, and just slightly effervescent. The process of cider making doesn't seem all that difficult. Fagan pumps the juice into 500-gallon tanks, adds yeast, and lets it ferment. The tricky part comes when Fagan mixes the cider. He uses four or five varieties of apples to come up with just the right taste.
And I tasted and tasted and tasted until I found what I thought was a good mix. So I do the best I can getting what I think is a good balanced blend. Then I add our dosage, which is the light bit of sugar we add. And at that point, I've got something dry, not bubbly, and it's as close as I can get. At that point, I carbonate it and see how it turns out.
Fagan's been making cider for more than 20 years. He just got into the business of selling it 2 years ago. But hard cider is nothing new. It was a popular drink during revolutionary times, and legend has it, Sam Adams even drank it for breakfast. Today, some people are calling hard cider the latest revolution in the alcoholic beverage industry. It's a small but growing segment of the business. There are a couple of big players, like the California-based Gallo, which makes Hornsby's cider. But for the most part, the estimated 50 to 60 cider-making operations in the U.S. are small, like Fagan's company, and distribute their products regionally. Most of the cider-making operations around the Great Lakes are concentrated in New York State and Ontario. But considering the high-quality apples grown throughout the rest of the region, Dan Fagan says there's opportunity for a lot more growth.
I think it's something we should explore when we can, when there's something that we do well in our state or in our community or our street. I think there's a real value in doing the best thing you can with it. And I think the best thing to do with Michigan apples is make good cider.
One industry publication recently compared the rapid growth of cider making to the boom in microbrewing. But most industry insiders are skeptical cider will ever take off to the same extent. Still, Greg Prince of Beverage World magazine says cider does have a place in the market.
I think it gives beer drinkers an alternative. Instead of having a beer every time, it might give wine drinkers an alternative. I think that's basically where its strength is, as an option for those who are looking for something a little different.
Cider has a higher alcohol content than beer, but it's a little smoother. For his part, cider maker Dan Fagan thinks his product will appeal mostly to beer drinkers.
It is our impression that wine drinkers tend to be fairly conservative and follow trends, where beer drinkers, I think, are a more adventurous lot as a group. And if you look around at the micro breweries that are around, there are people doing a whole lot of really interesting and excellent things with beer, and it's catching on because it is good to drink. We think beer drinkers are a good group, and our experience shows that they will try cider.
Fagan's Goldfinch cider is sold in long neck bottles by the six-pack or case, just like beer. A six-pack retails for about $8. Right now, the Black & Fagan Cider Company's distribution is limited to just West Michigan. But Fagan says he hopes to get into the Chicago market soon and eventually expand throughout the country. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Alpine Township, Michigan.